Traffic-choked roads, overworked public transport and a shortage of jobs. These are just some of the problems highlighted in a report into Australia's outer suburbs. The research has been conducted by the National Growth Areas Alliance, the peak body for the nation's outer suburban councils, and it's calling for an increase in infrastructure investment to match the population growth in these areas. The federal government says it's already taking up that challenge with projects like the new Sydney Airport. Nick Grimm has our report.
The National Growth Areas Alliance has been set up by 20 local councils to lobby for Australia's outer metropolitan suburban areas. From Sydney's western suburbs to Perth's fast-growing north, it's positioned itself as the champion of millions of Australians living in areas undersupplied with public infrastructure and services. One of its major campaigns, scheduled for next month, is called National Nightmare Commute Day. And in a new report out today, entitled State of Australia's Fast Growing Outer Suburbs, it's found that growth is matched by increasing inequity in investment.
The key takeout from it is that there's a huge opportunity and that we could be doing so much better.
Ruth Spielman is Executive Officer of the National Growth Areas Alliance. Its analysis of 5 years of data reveals a cascading series of statistics. In outer suburbs of major cities, populations are up around 35%. Local jobs in those areas are up too, but by just 25%. Growth in infrastructure investment, meanwhile, sits at just 13%.
Jobs are growing, but population growth is growing faster, and people are having to travel to get to work. So what's important is to ensure that there are jobs closer to home, and we're fostering what's emerging, as well as transport to get to jobs elsewhere.
The federal government has backed the call to arms for greater investment in outer suburban areas. The minister assisting the Prime Minister on cities, Angus Taylor, points to Western Sydney as a looming flashpoint, saying Commonwealth projects like the second Sydney Airport are needed to tackle the problem.
That's why we're so focused on Western Sydney Airport. We know airports are magnets for jobs. All around the world we see that, and it's crucial that we get a job centre right in the centre of outer Western Sydney.
But others emphasise what still needs to be done to recharge outer areas of a city like Sydney. Professor Phil O'Neill is the director of the Centre for Western Sydney at Western Sydney University.
Well, what the figures reveal is that there needs to be a hell of a lot more done to actually engineer a proper urban structure for Western Sydney. The report indicates that if we continue on with business as usual, that in just 20 years' time, there'll be a daily outflow of 500,000 workers from Western Sydney every morning and 500,000 returning every evening. And the cost of moving that number of people will probably send the New South Wales government broke, let alone the sorts of impacts it will have on poor quality of life, congestion, time shortages and so on for the outer Western Sydney worker.
I'm sure a lot of people could relate to that problem. What can be done now to go about avoiding that scenario that you've just explained?
Well, what is actually being done is that the problem is being exacerbated. We're building more and more outer Sydney residential estates, which of course, by definition, houses residential workers. And the immediate action by government is to actually increase the number of transportation links across the city from a west to an east direction. And that means more motorways, but it also, to be fair, includes more public transport routes, particularly to the northwest with the Sydney Metro. But all that does is move workers long distances. And what needs to be done is to create very large concentrations of jobs in the western suburbs so workers can access these jobs more readily.
That's Professor Phil O'Neill, the Director of the Centre for Western Sydney at Western Sydney University. Nick Grimm with that report.